Climb in and hold on tight, KID crew, because we are driving the conversation. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3.
KID crew, it is a transformational Tuesday, and I'd be willing to bet that you would agree that right about now, we could use some positive transformation right here at home and in the country as a whole. And it starts really with one strong community at a time. That's how we lift and elevate this great nation. I'm really excited to have Delphia Bradley in the studio with me. Delphia, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be here. Thank you so much.
Delphia, you and I have chatted before, and you are really committed to driving some transformation here. So tell us about your vision.
Well, I envision a community where everybody is accepted. Everybody is welcomed. I envision having an art museum that is not only teaching the youth and the adults about African-American and African history through art, but also involving them in that process. So that's a cultural center and an art museum combined, and a restaurant as well. So we want to give a whole cultural experience to bridge the gap that's between African and African Americans, that's between all other races and Africans. We just want everybody to be involved.
And that is right up my alley. I really do continue to believe that there's room at the table for everyone. Yeah. And you know, Delphia, when you bring people together and you feed them, there's some magic that happens.
Absolutely. You feed them and show them some good art, they're right at home.
Right. And I love that you're using art as a way to help bridge some gaps, because art is just showcasing the fact that we can raise awareness in a lot of non-traditional ways.
Absolutely.
And you're going to reach different people. You have a really exciting event. I'm going to be there. I cannot wait. Tell us all about this event.
Yes, we have the Art Museum Gala, and that's a fundraising event to help us get started with our museum. And at this event, it's going to showcase some very different talents and diverse skill sets of African Americans and Africans all over the world, bringing us all together. We have all things from spoken word to actual visual arts that we'll have an artist discussion talking about art. We'll have dancing, we'll have music, we'll have so much. And we'll have food. We'll have food. And it will be fun. It's going to be something that's engaging the community, something fun to do. You know, looking for date night, come out to the gala. Looking for something to learn, come out to the gala. Looking for something to support, come to the gala.
Right. There are a lot of different reasons to come. But you know what really hit me, Delphia, is that we're at a time where people are starting to recognize the value of experiences. A lot of gifts now are gifts of experience, giving you an opportunity to try something new. So tell people how they can get their tickets and get to this great experience.
Yes, it's very easy. Just text the word blessings to the number 33100 and buy your tickets. Buy your tickets online, because no sales will be done at the door. So you got to buy them online.
You got to get them right now. There is still room, but this is going to fill up fast. I mean, this is a multi-faceted event. You're going to get some great food, some spoken word, music, museum, art, all of it. And probably the best thing, Delphia, is that it's going to bring our community together.
Absolutely. That's our goal. We want unity. That's our goal. You know, we are one people, undivided.
Yes.
That's what we say, right?
Right.
So it's time to live it. Show up, pull up, and come through.
Right. That's right. Liberty and justice for all. And, you know, history continues showcasing the fact that where there is that unity, there is strength. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely am impressed by the fact that you're reaching out to this younger generation and giving them something to do. I mean, there's a story you and I were chatting about before we went on the air that's unfolding in Rigby. Heartbreaking to see this blatant attack on a 16-year-old girl in the halls of the school, and other students standing around filming, laughing, joking, treating it like entertainment. And I don't know about you, Delphia, but I think that's a wake-up call for every single one of us. It's not about placing blame or shaming anybody, but it should wake us up to the reality that there has been some desensitizing that's happened.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. These children are used to seeing violence. Violence on TV, violence on social media, violence in the home. Violence is everywhere.
Yes.
And it's growing rapid. And it's become a norm. And it's dangerous and it's scary. And this is why we have to give them something that is going to fuel their minds, that's positive, that's going to lead them and direct them in the path of being good citizens and positive people. And that is why we are doing what we're doing, because these young people are in need.
They are in need. And it's stories like the one that we're going to talk about later on today that really showcase that fact. We've been seeing that trend across the country of that impulsive violence at younger and younger ages, mm-hmm. the anger that's bubbling up. And you have to kind of connect the dots and say, these kids are obsessed with their phones and they're seeing things that aren't necessarily appropriate for their age. Mm-hmm. And they almost panic if they have to put the phone down.
They are addicted to it.
Yes.
It is a real thing. This social media is addictive,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have got to be, you know, parenting your child in a way that you say the rules are no screen time. You know?
Right.
No screen time. You get an hour and I have to monitor what you're watching.
Right.
You know,
it's getting scary.
It's getting really scary. We have to put those parenting things into motion, you know, and even if, you know, you don't have children, we all are called to be, you know, a good example for this youth and
that's
for this
so true.
Generation.
Because yeah. they are the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And as we see the downward spiral, it is mm-hmm. important for every one of us to step up and say, what can I do? And that's why I love what you're doing, because it's all about giving kids something else to do and gathering our community together. Delphia, I am really excited about this. So give everybody that information again. KID crew, come out. Hang out with us. It's going to be a really good time.
Absolutely. So it's easy. Just text the word blessings to the number 33100. And there you'll be able to buy your tickets and buy them early, because at the door you cannot buy tickets.
And tell everybody where this is at, what day, what time, just a quick reminder. And, of course, we'll put some stuff up on our Facebook mm-hmm. as well.
Absolutely. October 27th, and it's downtown Idaho Falls, 751 South Capitol Avenue, Idaho Falls. So come on out at 6 p.m., and we'll love to see you.
And this is going to be what type of cuisine that people can experience?
This menu is absolutely fire, okay?
Oh, you had me there.
It's fire. It's a fusion between African cuisine and Creole cuisine. And as we know, the Creole is made up of African, French, Italian, and Spanish foods. But we're going to really think about the African influence on the Creole foods coming from Senegal and Louisiana. So we're going to have a good time.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Delphia Bradley, thank you for coming in studio, and thanks for the effort that you're making to bring our community together. KID crew, come out and hang out with us. It's going to be a great time. We'll be back right after this.